Yes. Okay, so this is WMFO Medford
91.5.
That's Community Radio.
Bizarro World?
Coming and dreading it, like death itself.
What? I terrified you from the first, Doctor.
I still do.
You're afraid of me and you hate me.
Why? Because you're a man. And you're right. I have always known about man. From the evidence, I believe his wisdom must walk hand in hand with his idiocy. His emotions must rule his brain. He must be a warlike creature who gives battle to everything around him, even himself.
There are many passages from the Satanic Bible that deal with evolution. Even in the book's introduction itself, there's no doubt that LaVey was directly influenced by Darwinian evolution when he established the Church of Satan, an anti-God religion. This is why it's so important for us to spread the truth about Genesis. We must oppose the anti-God religion of evolution that pervades our education systems worldwide.
Drive, where apes evolved from men.
That was different. We thought you were inferior.
Now you know better.
Devil, a thorny problem for evolution?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose Creation Museum has drawn 1.5 million people in just over 4 years.
In my home country of Australia, there's a little lizard called Moloch horridus. Its nickname is the thorny devil. Now, when you see them, you can't help but notice the thorns all over their bodies. Those thorns are important, though. You see, where they live, it mightn't rain for 3 to 5 years. So how do these creatures survive with no water for so long? Well, it has a great design feature. Grooves are found over the lizard's entire body. When the Moloch goes outside in the morning, moisture condenses and forms on their thorns. The moisture runs down the thorns and into the grooves. And then the lizard can move water from anywhere on its body to the corner of its mouth, and then it takes a drink. It's amazing. Only our Creator God could design such an incredibly complex set of processes.
Today's your last day to call and receive a copy of our fascinating pocket guide on dinosaurs. We'll answer the many mysteries surrounding these incredible creatures. For your donation of any size, we'll mail you this faith-building 96-page pocket guide. So call us toll-free 24 hours a day at 1-888-89-ANSWERS. You can reach our nonprofit ministry at 888-89-ANSWERS or go to our easy-to-use website of answersoffer.org.
Sun, baby, crazy like a man, baby, love sharper than the knife, baby, confusion, a trail of my life, baby, regret in the palm of my hand, baby, but I don't remember, baby, I can't let it go, baby, something to what I did, baby, what I don't want to know, baby, history of my stories, baby, endings, tattered glories, baby. Baby, look at you, baby. Been through a mill of your own, baby. You've seen some sad times too, baby. Still, there's a good life for you, baby. No real need to rush, baby. Just be careful what you do, baby. I can see in your eyes, baby. You've been a victim before, baby. Of people like the devil and me, baby. The devil and me, baby. Baby, can't you see, baby? The devil and me, baby. It's nothing you done, baby. It's the way I run, baby. It's the way I run, baby. baby. It's the way I run, baby. Run, baby. Run, baby. Run, baby. Run.
We're celebrating Halloween here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage with a theme of devils and demons. Yep, that's what our Halloween spooktacular is exploring musically this week. We began that half-hour-ish long set with pretty much the first successful Christian heavy metal band. Yeah, that was Stryper with To Hell with the Devil. And then we heard collaboration between Fatboy Slim and Macy Gray, Demons, from Halfway Between the Gutter and the Stars. A couple of former WMFO DJs kindly providing our mandatory station ID at the beginning and end of that song. And then it was my remix of the Israeli duo Infected Mushroom, their song Devil. That was my Evolution remix with audio clips from the Planet of the Apes movies with Charlton Heston. Actually, they were all from the first one. And also that Young Earth creationist crackpot Ken Ham giving you some of his ideas on evolution, as he did more thoroughly in a, well, it wasn't a public service message, that's for sure, but a spoken word piece called Thorny Devil, A Thorny Problem for Evolution. And as I mentioned before, Ken Ham just doesn't understand the way evolution works. He's not a scientist. No, he's a believer. A believer that everything that was in the English translation of the Bible is literally true, even though with so many ways that can cause it. And just to go and, you know, get on the point there, he's talking like it's some incredibly mystical thing that these thorny devils could have some physical adaptation in a very dry environment that allows them to get moisture. And that's not at all crazy. It's completely plausible that that came about through non-mystical evolutionary mechanisms. Let's take something just, you know, a simple thing like feathers. And Ken Ham would have you believe that unless a bird has fully developed wings and fully developed feathers, that it's just useless to have feathers. And until you get everything developed and you can fly, then what's the point? Well, the point is that feathers were developed before the animals were able to fly. Apparently, dinosaurs developed them as a way of keeping warm, and they developed some control over them with ways of adjusting so you don't get too hot with being... And at some point, there was enough of a mass of feathers that, besides keeping warm, they had some other properties. And animals that figured out how to do them were able to exploit that. And it's just a... it's the way evolution works. It's not... It's magic in a way, but it's... understandable. Magic. Scientific magic, not real magic. Scientific magic is real magic that works, as opposed to real magic that's fake. Does that make sense? In any case, we followed that up with John Trudell, his piece Devil and Me. He was a Native American activist and a broad-ranging artist. That was from his Blue Indians album, which was produced by Jackson Brown, and we were sending that out to Chuck Yu and Diane. And we finished off the set with Lemmy and Motorhead, Devil I Know, and Kiss of Death. That lyric in there. Yeah, I may be a dog, but you're a bitch. Back in the upright now is Jack Malmsten, and this is Satan Takes a Holiday from Ultra Lounge, Volume 3, Space Capades. And my eternal thanks to Coffee and Smoke's Alex Piandez for turning me on to the whole Ultra Lounge series. He's on Thursday nights with the Desperate Hours from 6 to 8 p.m. here. So we've got one last half-hour-ish set for you. And it's going to be pretty rockin' with some classic devil and demon rock from Deep Purple and an AC/DC and also some not classic rock from Eric Clapton. No, he's going to be covering a song by Mr. Johnson, Robert Johnson, a black American blues guitarist who supposedly had made a deal with the devil and sold his soul and was a great musician and died really young. And also some In Excess and some Cult. And I've got a very scary, evil public service message that I chopped up and mixed into this next set. And, but first, we're going to start off with an instrumental by the great audio engineer and producer as well. He started getting famous when he helped Pink Floyd out. He wanted to get credit as a producer for that with Dark Side of the Moon. But no, he didn't make that kind of contribution to the album. He made an excellent engineering contribution. But then he went on and he produced many other artists, and he has his Alan Parsons Project. And here's a song called Lucifer. On WMFO in Medford, the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
Oh no! We're all doomed!
Meeting teen girls online is easy. It's as simple as going into a chat room and starting up conversations. Chatting seems safe to them, so they're much easier to approach than they would be in person.
I don't mind just what you say. I never hurt you, baby. Never hurt you anyway. Turn away. I've known it, baby, almost every day.
Thank you. It's not just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters. Heart attack, cancer, stroke. Save yourself and all those animal lives. Go vegan now. Free recipes at PETA.org.
Early this morning, she knocked upon my door. Early this morning, she knocked upon my door. And I said, hello, sailor, I believe it's time to go. Me and the devil were walking side by side. Me and the devil were walking side by side. I'm gonna beat my woman until I get satisfied. She said you don't see why that I'm a dog around.
My baby, you know you're doing it.
She said you don't see why.
Is the devil hiding like a coward in the smoke?
He loves to drive him crazy with his evil lips. Great guns ablazing. My deadly trip! On a deadline. Gonna send you down.
Now! intentions. Gonna send you down.
Be like taking candy from a baby.
Once we start chatting, I act as cool and understanding as possible. I wait out their suspicions. The longer we talk, the more they trust me. It usually doesn't take all that long. When they send me their picture, I tell them how hot they are. A lot of girls have never had a guy tell them they're beautiful or special or smart, so they eat it up. After I have them convinced we're soulmates and I should be their boyfriend and all that, I ask them to meet in person.
Here comes a woman with a look in her eye. She's dressed on leather, flesh on the mind. What's a weapon, sharp on the knife? Makes you wonder how the other half died. Devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside.
Them, make it seem like it's their choice. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
You like drugs, don't you?
I love drugs.
Come on, little love.
You've been listening to the Halloween Spooktacular, the Devils and Demons Plastic Sushi Halloween Spooktacular here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. I've been your host, Edward Buechert, and in that last half hour set, we started things off with the Alan Parsons Project and Lucifer. Then we heard George W. Bush recite Psalm 23 after the 9/11 events of 2001. And then it was Deep Purple with Demon's Eye, followed by a public service message from PETA.org about going vegetarian. And then it was Eric Clapton playing one of his heroes, Robert Johnson songs, Me and the Devil Blues. And AC/DC, Demon Fire, from their final album, Power Up, after Malcolm Young had passed away. But Stevie Young, his nephew, was playing Uncle Mal's Gretsch guitar and using Uncle Mal's Marshall amps. And then it was In Excess, Devil Inside, the 12-inch mix. And all throughout that set, but particularly on that song, I was mixing in clips from the most evil public service message I've run across about how to seduce online. And we finished things off in that set with The Cult and Lil Devil, the version on High Octane Cult. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is a local band, Land of the Loops, and this is I Dream of Ghosts and their Bundle of Joy album. So I expect promptly at 10, Uncle Sam to come in with LFOD Radio. Thanks again for listening. I hope you enjoy this Halloween weekend holiday. But remember, it's fine to have fun and loosen up and get a little inebriated with whatever substances you do, legal substances. But if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving, because people die that way. And nobody should die before their time, especially not because somebody was under the influence. We're going to close things out here with a little bit of the Rocky Horror Picture Show for you right before Uncle Sam comes on.
WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.